here's a story from The World.
Imagine walking from New York to Alaska, some 4,000 miles. Our next guest did that when he traveled from El Salvador to the U.S. He was 9 years old, and it was hardly a sightseeing trip. At times, Javier Zamora also rode in vans, buses, and boats, along with a small group of other migrants, an epic and dangerous journey to reunite with his parents in California. Nearly every detail of that harrowing journey is recounted in Zamora's new memoir, Solito. Javier Zamora, thank you for being with us. It's really good to meet you.
Oh, thank you for having me. It's an honor.
What was your reason, your family's reason, for coming to the U.S.?
There were a lot. A war had just broken through my country for 12 years. And so my dad left the year before that war ended in 1991 when I was still 1 year old. And then when I was five, my mom left in 1995. Technically, the war was over. But, you know, there's still no jobs and it was very difficult and there was still violence. And then when I was 9 years old, after having spent 4 years with my grandparents and my aunts, my parents made the harsh decision to bring me over because they thought that it was the best option because the violence, the gang violence that was beginning to increase in a small rural town.
The details in your book are so specific and frankly astounding. I mean, the feeling of the air in the desert, the smell of your clothes. What was your process of remembering those precise details? Did you keep journals during the trip?
All these images that I talked about would trigger me. And the metaphor that I like to use is that the trauma and the height of the violence and the traumatic memories that I touch upon in Solito, those I remember like they were in a Blu-ray 4K Dolby surround sound DVD. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, they were so real. They are so real still. What was actually difficult to remember were the non-traumatic moments. By that, I mean the boring in between, the waiting. I waited for 2 weeks in Guadalajara, 2 other weeks in Guatemala, that I was extremely bored as a nine-year-old. Those details were very difficult, and those scenes, those chapters were difficult to write.
I mean, you don't just kind of bring back the details and dive into your memory that way. You narrate this book so poignantly from the perspective of a nine-year-old, and you're now in your early 30s. How were you able to channel that childlike perspective, given what you had gone through?
Again, the answer is my trauma and my mental health. If you ask my closest friends, they would tell you that I act like a child in a great way. I still have, for some reason, that child wonderment. And I think I have that, and I retained a lot of that aspect because of what happened to me.
I'm speaking with writer Javier Zamora, the author of Solito, a memoir. It's just come out. Javier, you're a poet, and anyone who reads Solito will feel the lyricism in your writing. I'm wondering if there's a section that you can read that straddles that space between poetry and prose.
I have one. So to set up the scene, we're in the middle of the Pacific Ocean, which is how we crossed from Guatemala into Mexico. This next scene happens sometime between 1 a.m. and 3 a.m. And this happened on April 29th, 1999. I tried fighting sleep. Eventually, I gave in, but woke up when Chino nudged me. "Bicho, bicho, look," he said, louder, his breath smelling of cigarette smoke. "Flying fish. Flying fish. Fish out of the water, flying. Swimming in the air, like dragonflies, but bigger. More and more of them. They're running from dolphins," the mean coyote says loud. "I can't believe it. Maybe I'm dreaming. I thought they were a myth. I saw them on TV, but didn't believe. They glide in the air for meters and meters. They ride the wind like bullets, like skinny balloons, more and more. We're gonna make it," I whisper. "It's a good sign," Chino says. "Ya la hicimos."
I mean, you're into a space of magical realism there.
Yeah.
One of the most emotional parts of your book is when you say goodbye to your grandfather, your abuelo in Guatemala. That's partway through your travels. And I mean, you yearn to be with your parents in the U.S., but reuniting with them means leaving everyone else behind, everybody in your extended family. It's something that doesn't hit you until the day you leave your town of El Herradura in El Salvador. Years after that experience, even after writing Solito, how do you continue to process what you experienced and saw on that journey?
You know, for 2 decades, I try to run away from experiencing or re-experiencing not only the 9 weeks of this journey, but the 9 years that I spent in El Salvador and the family members that I left behind. And therapy has really unlocked so many things. And perhaps the most important is creating a path for healing and seeing that this kid and those 9 weeks and those 9 years in El Salvador are not going to go anywhere. For a lot of my process, I tried to hide those years away, but actually facing them and looking at them directly in the eyes has been the most radical and most helpful tool that I've embarked on. My job was not writing a book. My job was healing. And that has helped me and will continue to help me, because this kid is not only right next to me or inside of me, but this kid I've now externalized into a book. And whenever I miss him and I want to continue to heal from these experiences, I can just pick that book up and talk to him.
I mean, your trip originally was going to be 2 weeks. It turned into over 2 months. And you were lucky. You arrived. You reunited with your parents. Do you believe that most people who have migrated from Central America have experienced some degree of trauma or other on that trip? I mean, is that kind of what your book represents?
Absolutely. And it doesn't have to be, you know, those drastic, horrific scenes that I paint that happened to me. There's still a trauma of having to flee a country and everyone and everything that you left behind. You know, that is a trauma in and of itself. It's like a spectrum. And every immigrant falls on that spectrum. And every immigrant has, I hope, should have the means to heal from that trauma. But oftentimes, because we are asked to be grateful that we're in this country, we throw that trauma under the rug. And hopefully this book helps people bring those weeks, those times, those experiences up in order for them to begin to speak about them. And if they speak about it, then hopefully they can begin to heal.
Javier Zamora is a poet and writer. His new memoir is Solito. He joined us from Tucson, Arizona. Thank you so much.
Thank you.